You asked for it, you got it.
You guys ready?
It's time for Mandatory Metallica.
Oh, yeah! Yeah! Oh, yeah, yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
We're somewhat of a heavy band.
Hey, Ma! Hey, Ma, look, it's me!
Thanks a lot for, I want to thank all the stakes for coming around finally and understanding what the hell Metallica is all about.
Metallica rules! Metallica is the heavy! James Hetfield, Lars Ulrich, Kirk Hammett, Robert Trujillo, Jason Newsted, and Cliff Burton. It is my sincere honor to induct you all into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Welcome to Mandatory Metallica. I'm your host, JJ. And tonight, not a lot of news in the Metallica world, but something new from Apocalyptica. You might know that group. The guys in 1996 first put out a Metallica tribute album and have been world famous ever since. As a matter of fact, I think this might be the bed you were listening to right now. Might be a Apocalyptica bed. It's so long since I made the open, I can't remember. But Apocalyptica has a new album of Metallica songs out. Came out just last week, and one of the songs feature Rob Trujillo on bass, and it's the Four Horsemen.
We'll be right back.
I can remember anything. Can't tell if this is true or dream. Deep down inside, I feel the scream. This terrible silence stops there. Down all this through with me. I'm looking up, I cannot see that there's not much left to me. Nothing is real but pain. Now hold my breath as I wish for death. Oh, please, God, help me. Back in the womb, it's much too real. It pumps life that I must feel, but can't look forward to reveal. Look at the time when I live, fed to the tube that sticks in me. Just think of what time novelty, died to machines that make me be. Hold this shot from me, hold my breath as I wish for death. Oh, please, God, wake me. Gone, I'm just one. Oh, God, help me. Hold my breath as I wish for death. Oh, please, God, wake me. We'll be right back. that was freaking cool.
Welcome back to Mandatory Metallica on Q100 Michigan. That was a live recording of James and the rest of the band joining in with Apocalyptica doing one live in San Francisco in 2011. Before that was a live version of Apocalyptica doing Inner Sandman. And before that, I kicked off the show with the new Apocalyptica, The Four Horsemen, featuring Rob Trujillo on bass. Now, a new album from the guys in Apocalyptica in stores now. It's pretty cool. A new track listing, Ride the Lightning, Saint Anger, The Unforgiven 2, Blacken, The Call of Cthulhu, In Memory of Cliff Burton, The Four Horsemen, Holier Than Thou, To Live Is to Die. Two versions of one, the regular version and the instrumental version. I'm not quite sure what that means, but I guess we'll have to check it out. It's pretty cool. All right, let's take a break and let's get some messages from our fine partners. When we come back, I'll play you an actual Metallica song because it's Mandatory Metallica and I haven't done that yet. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Mandatory Metallica on Q100 Michigan. Before the weather break, you had Ride the Lightning. It's JJ, how you doing? So if you're listening to Mandatory Metallica, it's safe to say you like the band. But are you a fan? And when I ask if you are really, really, really a fan, I think I have someone that just might have you beat. This guy has so many Metallica tattoos that he has literally set a Guinness World Record. His name is Tom Engelbrecht, and he has 43 tattoos going up the right side of his body, starting from the tip of his toe all the way up under his arm, into his armpit, and down his right arm to the fingers. And he has set the Guinness World Record. It started in 2007. He was a 17-year-old kid, went to a Metallica show, wasn't even really a fan of the band, but he completely fell in love with the band and started getting tattoos, started using Metallica's music as therapy. And so the tattoos became living tributes, album covers, live images of James, Lars, Kirk, and Rob, every time he went to a concert, he ended up just becoming a bigger and bigger fan. 24 concerts he's been to since 2007, so the whole right side of his body filled up. He says he'll probably stop the day he has a tattoo on his face, because he probably will never stop. He plans on the left side, the right side. Somebody needs to teach him who Cliff Burton is. He needs to get a Cliff Burton tattoo. I know he's a Rob Trujillo era Metallica kid, but we need some Cliff Burton in there. Let's get back to it. Let's play one off 72 Seasons. How about If Darkness Had a Son? Track 9. It's Mandatory Metallica on the queue. We'll be right back. Holier Than Thou from the Black Album, Mandatory Metallica on Q100 Michigan, saving rock and roll one listener at a time. If you're enjoying the show, or maybe you're a first timer, you can go to Q100Michigan.com, click on the Features tab, find Mandatory Metallica, and listen to past episodes. And maybe you didn't hear the beginning of this episode. You didn't hear all the new Apocalyptica songs and how the first part of the show was all Apocalyptica. And you're like, man, I miss that. I want to hear it. Well, it'll be there. Q100Michigan.com. Click that Features tab at the top of the page, and then find Mandatory Metallica. You got a suggestion for the show? Feel free to email it to me, jj@blarneystonebroadcasting.com. Let's take a break, get some messages from our fine partners, and when I return, we'll close out tonight's episode. Well, since we started the show with the Apocalyptica version of the Four Horsemen, how about the OG, the original from Kill 'Em All? It's Mandatory Metallica on Q100 Michigan. Have a great week.